News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the age jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur and in today's episode, we'll explore Abang, also known as the priest song of the Adi tribe from Arunachal Pradesh. We'll also bring you a report from Tripura on how the PM Divine scheme is transforming the lives of people living in remote hamlets. Additionally, we bring a heartening story from Nagaland, where students of PM Shri Government High School in Wokha village are cultivating a green garden that's blooming with purpose. But first, let's begin with the fascinating canine tale where Assam Rifles also adopted a special dog breed from Manipur for training. For centuries, dogs have earned the title of man's best friend, offering loyalty and companionship across cultures. In many households, dogs are beloved members of the family. In Manipur's Ukhrul district, the Tangkhui community shares a unique bond with a native dog breed called Tongkhul Safa, also known as Hafa. This breed, renowned for its agility and loyalty, has long been a companion in hunting expeditions. Recognizing its potential for patrol and surveillance in challenging terrains, the Assam Rifles, a key parliamentary force, has recently begun inducting the Hafa breed into its dog training center in Jorhat, Assam. More on this from our Imphal correspondent J.J. Thakchum.
In the picturesque hills of Ukhrul district in Manipur, lives a rare and culturally significant dog breed, the Tangkhul Safa, also known as the Tangkhul Hafa. This indigenous hunting dog, renowned for its resilience to extreme cold and its unwavering loyalty, has been a part of Tangkhul community's folklore and way of life since time immemorial. Once common across the region, the pure breed of Tangkhul Hafa is now found only in the more remote interiors of Ukhrul. But efforts are underway to protect and revive this treasured breed. In 2021, the Tainan Village Authority declared four ridge hillocks as forbidden land, a conservation step that has already led to a noticeable increase in the breed's population. Further north, in Funcham village, dedicated breeders are taking immense pride in maintaining the genetic purity of the Hafa. Recognizing the exceptional abilities of this native breed, even the Assam Rifles have stepped in, procuring Hafa dogs for their dog training center in Jorhat, Assam. Known for their sharp sense of smell and strong guarding instincts, the Hafa has shown great promise in military and service roles. Speaking to Akashvani News, Mr. Wims, founder of an NGO working to safeguard the Tangkhul Hafa, highlighted the breed's potential.
Tangkhul are considered to be very rich in culture. Tangkhul's animal companionship is also one of the culture among Tangkhuls. In this human-animal companionship, this Safu is considered as the companion of the Tangkhuls. There is one song known as Miwula, which is translated as Songs of Origin. In this Songs of Origin, the singer of the song says that when the Tangkhuls first came from the Burma, they came along with the Safu. For a Tangkhul warrior, his armor or his weapon is incomplete without the Safu. For a hunter, he is a partner. Starting from his physical structure, it is totally different from other breeds. Comparing with other dog breed, this Safu has a very short life. It has extra tuclos. Some Safu will be having black marking in the tongue.
With growing awareness and support from both the community and institutions, the people of Ukhrul district are embracing the importance of preserving the Tangkhul Hafa, not only to uphold traditions, but also to explore its potential in modern roles. A symbol of loyalty, strength and heritage, the Tangkhul Hafa is more than just a dog, it's a legacy. This is Biswajit, along with J.J. Thakchum, reporting for Northeast Diary.
In today's world, life without electricity can feel unimaginable. Yet, for some, this has been a daily reality. But thanks to the Prime Minister's development initiative for the Northeast region, popularly known as PM Divine Scheme, this long-standing hardship is finally coming to an end. The scheme is lighting up lives across the region, bringing not just electricity, but also hope and development to remote communities. Here is more on its impact in Tripura in this report filed by our Agartala correspondent.
Great seer Swami Vivekananda had said, "Bring all light into the world. Light, bring light. Let light come unto everyone. The tasks will not be finished till everyone has reached the Lord. Bring light to the poor." This famous quote of the venerated Hindu spiritual leader holds huge significance and relevance even now as we take a look at the transformation which PM Divine Scheme has started bringing into the lives of people. Being deprived of basic necessity of having electricity, there are about 170 hamlets where power connection has actually reached, and it is evident from the joy that is visible on the faces of people living there. Gone are the days when people of these hamlets had to sit in their homes with the help of a speck of light coming from the kerosene lantern after it turned dark. With no power connection, students could not study and had no option but to either sit idle or go to sleep. Even though mobile phones are found in the hands of people residing in these hamlets, but due to lack of power, they had to reach the marketplace 10 kilometers away from their homes to charge their phones. But with the wheels of development accelerating, transformation is ushering into the lives of rural people. Talking to Akashvani News, Director of the Tripura Renewable Energy Development Agency, Devabrata Shukladas, said that TREDA, which has been implementing the project in the far-flung hamlets, has been targeting to complete power connections in all the 275 hamlets by September this year, 3 months before the deadline.
Aur baki jo 50% hai, usme bijli ka line gaya, lekin bijli stable nahi, reliable nahi. Ek din rehta hai to ek mahina nahi rehta hai, like that. Lekin un logon ko to power dena chahiye. तो हम लोगों ने डिसीजन लिया इन लोगों को पावर देने के लिए ओनली सॉल्यूशन सोलर माइक्रोग्रिड पावर प्लांट. सोलर माइक्रोग्रिड पावर प्लांट इज हम एक जगह में सोलर का प्लांट लगाएंगे 5 किलोवाट 10 किलोवाट 25 किलोवाट लाइक दैट कैपेसिटी डिपेंड्स होगा फैमिली का. सपोज कोई हैमलेट्स में 6 घर रहता है तो वहाँ पे हम 2 किलोवाट लगाते हैं. सपोज कहाँ पे 10 है तो वहाँ पे हम इसके हिसाब से हम कैपेसिटी भी अकॉर्डिंगली लगाते हैं. तो ये प्लांट गांव का बीच में बैठा के वहां से हम पोल उसमें ले करके पोल से हम हर घर में लाइन लगा देते हैं. तो हर घर में उनका घर रूम भी बहुत छोटे छोटे होता है तो इसलिए हर घर में हम 2 लाइट देते हैं और एक सॉकेट पॉइंट देते हैं और एक लाइट घर का बाहर क्योंकि उसका घर का सराउंडिंग भी लाइट है.
इट इज टू बी मेंशन दैट इन 2023 द सरकीपारा इन खोवाई डिस्ट्रिक्ट हैड मेड हेडलाइंस after the people from this hamlet got an opportunity to interact with Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually on the implementation and success of PM Divine scheme at the hamlet. Officials said the solar microgrid power plant, which is equipped with a capacity of 3.3 megawatt, will illuminate lives of scores of people living in 170 hamlets in the remote hilly areas. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashvani News, Agartala.
Nagaland has marked a significant milestone in both education and sports infrastructure. In a major initiative aimed at strengthening grassroots development, Chief Minister Nephew Rayo recently inaugurated 51 schools projects and 15 sports facilities across the state. We have more from our Kohima correspondent Mary.
At a ceremony held at his residential complex in Kohima, Chief Minister Ryo launched the education projects under the Samagra Shiksha initiative, worth over 33 crore rupees in total. Despite Nagaland's difficult geographical terrain, particularly in remote areas, Mr. Ryo said the state is making consistent progress in transforming the educational infrastructures. Emphasizing the crucial role of community participation, he asked the people to take ownership of the facilities to ensure proper maintenance and effective use. The chief minister also called for stronger collaboration among government agencies, private enterprises, and local communities to ensure a safe and inclusive environment for every child.
Let us work together to provide our children with safe, inclusive, and community environments. that nurture holistic development. Our collective investment in education today will shape a more confident, capable, and prosperous Nagaland economy. We're great, responsible citizens. If we don't teach and guide them, our children themselves will become aligned with it.
The newly inaugurated projects include 15 new school buildings, additional classrooms in 17 schools, 18 teachers' quarters, and one residential hostel spread across various districts and aimed at enhancing the learning environment. On the same day, the Chief Minister also inaugurated 13 futsal grounds and 2 multipurpose halls across Nagaland. Calling sports a powerful tool for empowerment, he said the new facilities reflect the government's vision to build a vibrant sports ecosystem. Mr. Rio praised Naga athletes who are making their mark on national and international stages and reiterated the state's support through the Nagaland Sports Policy, focusing on better infrastructure, training, and athlete welfare to make sports a viable career path. From Akashvani News Kohima, this is Mary for Northeast Diary.
How do a story that brings learning closer to the soil? In Woka Village, Nagaland, students of the PM Shri Government High School has taken up a hands-on initiative in Green Garden Project, where students from class 6 to 10 grow their own vegetables while learning teamwork, responsibility, and sustainable living. This school garden is more than just greenery. It's a living classroom. More on this inspiring initiative from our Kohima correspondent, Asuno.
Divided into red, blue and green houses, students manage plots under teachers' guidance. Supported by government initiatives, the project promotes experiential learning and nurtures environmental awareness. Teachers also participate actively, fostering a strong sense of shared responsibility within the school community. The garden yields seasonal crops like corn, pumpkin, yam, and others. The vegetables grown also supplement the school's midday meal program. A new herbal garden jointly managed by all houses adds further value. Chichanbini A. Odio, students of PM Sri Government High School, Woka Village, shares more on the initiative.
Hello everyone, my name is Chichanbini A. Odio from Standard 10, PM Sri Government High School, Woka Village, Nagaland. Today I am excited to share my experience about my school Green Garden, which was introduced this year in 2025. The purpose of our Green Garden is to promote environmental sustainability, eco-friendly gardening, and improve our nutrition through school-grown produce. More importantly, it gives us hands-on experience in cultivation and helps us learn teamwork and collaboration. Our garden is divided into 3 plots, red, blue, and green, each taken care of by our schoolhouses, including both students and teachers. The 3 houses compete to take best care of our respective plots. This healthy competition encourages us to give our best and take pride in our work. What I love most is that the garden is not just about planting, it's about learning by doing. We have gained knowledge about plants, nutrition, and gardening practices, and we have built stronger bonds with our schoolmates and teachers. The best part is harvesting and enjoying the food we have grown ourselves. It is a proud and joyful moment for all of us. I want to thank our assistant headmistress and all the teachers for starting this wonderful initiative. The Green Garden has truly made our school life more meaningful and memorable. Thank you.
Seeds from harvested crops are carefully preserved for the next planting cycle, reinforcing a model of self-reliance and environmental stewardship. In June 2025, School Management and Development Committee members visited the garden, awarding prizes to outstanding student contributors. What began as a simple garden has now grown into a school tradition, cultivating life skills and environmental awareness. With Johanna Asonyo from Kohima for Northeast Diary.
Now a proud moment for Indian regional cinema, Sikkimese filmmaker Tribune Rai's debut Nepali feature film, Shape of Momo, has been officially selected for the prestigious San Sebastian International Film Festival 2025 in Spain. This not only marks a breakthrough for regional cinema, but also puts Sikkim on the global film maps. Here is more from our Gangtok correspondent, Mainek Chatterjee.
Shape of Momo, Nepali title Chhora Jastai, will be showcased in the new directors section of the San Sebastian Film Festival, scheduled from September 20th to 28th. Filmmaker Tribeni Rai confirmed the news after receiving an official invitation from the festival. Known as one of the Europe's most respected platforms for discovering new cinematic voices, the festival has previously launched the careers of acclaimed directors like Wong Joon-ho. Rai's debut feature is among 14 selected films by emerging directors from 11 countries. It tells the story of Bishnu, a young woman living in a household full of women, navigating family expectations and societal norms. Set in Nandok and Assam Lingse, the film offers an intimate portrayal of Himalayan life and womanhood, with Gaumaya Gurung in the lead role. The film is a co-production between India and South Korea, produced by Dalde Khorsani Production in association with Katkala Films and Aizwa Pictures. Notably, Oscar-nominated producer Mike Goodrich, known for Triangle of Sadness, has joined as executive producer. During its production stage, the film created buzz at the Cannes and Hong Kong film markets earlier this year. Tribeni Rai, who hails from Nandok in East Sikkim and is a graduate of Satyajit Ray Film and Television Institute, Kolkata, she expressed deep gratitude to the government of Sikkim and Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang for their support. She hopes for continued backing as the film heads to its global premiere.
I am absolutely thrilled and happy about the selection of our film in such a prestigious film festival. Also very excited to be able to kickstart my career in terms of feature-length film, to be able to screen it in a big festival, to take the story of our people and our place to such a global platform. And I'm a little bit nervous to see how it is received by a global audience. But overall, we as a team have worked really hard to get our film there. And yeah, we are going to enjoy this moment.
With this milestone, Rai paves the way for more stories from Sikkim and the Indian-Nepali speaking community to reach the world stage. With Dilli Ram Dulal, Moinak Chatterjee, Akashvani News Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Arunachal Pradesh has 26 major tribes and more than 100 sub-tribes, each having their own unique dialect and cultural identity. Adi is one of the major tribes of the state. Today we have a report on the Abhang or the priest song of the Adi tribe of Arunachal Pradesh.
Arunachal Pradesh, the land of rising sun, can also be called as the land of festival, as with over 125 major tribes and sub-tribes in the state, each having their own distinctive identity, the state remains in festival mode all throughout the year. When I say distinctive identity, it means each of these tribes has their own cultural identity and dialects different from each other. Among these colorful tribes, Adi is one of the major tribes of Arunachal Pradesh. Adi, basically an agrarian society, celebrates three major festivals, namely Solung, Etor Gidi, and Uin Aran. And in these festivals, Abhang or the priest song is the most important part. Omur Tatin, an activist, tells us that Abhang represents all mythological aspects behind the origin and evolutions of the living being on earth.
Abhang ko hum ek sankshep mein bol nahi sakte hai, lekin ye ek shastra hai, hamara adi ka ek shastra hai. Isme Abhang mein sabhi cheez kaise ye prithvi ko banaya hai और जीव जंतु कैसा आया है इस संसार में, ये सभी को आबांग में ही बताता है और उसमें पूजा में ही उसको बताते हैं. फेस्टिवल बिना आबांग से होता नहीं. फेस्टिवल को क्यों मना रहा है, कैसे मना रहा है, कौन सा मना रहा है और किसके लिए मना रहा है, आबांग में ही आपको सब मिल जाता है. और उसको बताने वाला को हम मीरी बोलता है. ये मेरी कैसे हमारा यहाँ इस दुनिया को, इस संसार को क्रिएट किया है, एवोल्यूशन कैसे हुआ है, उसको मेरी उसको बताता है तो आबांग का माध्यम से।
Mr. Pertin tells us that there are three types of abang. The first is binyat, the second is limil libom, and the third is the ikoptakor abang.
Binyat abang mainly cultivation ka hai, peri crops ka kine nane ye iska lakshmi hai. To kine nane ka naam mein hum binyat karte hai. Binyat mein hum kaise dorti maa ko kaise hum puja pat karna hai, usko kaise puja pat karke humko hamara bumper crop hona sahiye, uska bare mein hi hum binyat abang mein bolte hai. लिमिट लिवम आबंग, ये लिमिट लिवम आबंग है कैसे इस संसार में लिविंग थिंग्स एंड नॉन लिविंग थिंग्स, कैसे प्लांट किंगडम और एनिमल किंगडम शुरू हुआ है, उसमें लिमिट लिवम आबंग में बताता है। একপ তাক্তর আবাং একটু হ্যাঁ, একপ তাক্তর আবাং জব সে ইনসান কো ইস দুনিয়া মে সৃষ্টি হুয়া হ্যায় উসি সময় সে ইয়ে এক সোশ্যাল এভোলিউশন শুরু কিয়া হ্যায় অর এইসা করতে করতে কেসে ডেভেলপ হুয়া হ্যায় উসকা বারে মে একপ তাক্তর মে বলতা হ্যায় অর ইয়ে স্ট্রাগল হ্যায় স্ট্রাগল অফ হিউম্যান বিইংস ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড এগেইনস্ট এভিল থিংস।
Most of the tribes in the northern states do not have scripts of their own, and hence they do not have written literatures, but their history has been passed on from one generation to other through oral literatures in the form of folklore, rituals and songs. And here the Adi tribe has well preserved their history, their struggle and culture in the different forms of abang. For Northeast Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
And now let's enjoy the soulful Adi song Dait Emboa, sung by the iconic Usha Uthap, known for her powerful and distinctive voice and delivery. With this, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more inspiring stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye, and do take very good care of yourself. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
Program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.